Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother.
I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial, tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KK. KNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. All right. We, we only have till noon. Can't believe that time's going so fast. So here's the deal. We got a lot to cover in this hour. So heads up, Robin and Martha. We need to do quick and concise and get right to the point so we have plenty of time for St. Francis. And I want to remind everybody that we have not yet done the Missing Link giveaway today. So you, in this hour, need to pay attention. You will hear me give a Missing Link word of the day. And then it's your cue to call for your choice of Missing Link supplements for your dog, cat, or bird friend. Jot these numbers down, 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Remember the one. Those are the numbers to call with the Missing Link word of the day when you hear it. Now, to start things off, we are going to do a very quick, because I spaced it last hour, we're going to do a real quick current events.
Hello.
on the current events list, new, and it's today. It's the last day for free adoptions at the Seattle Humane in Factoria here. They're open till 6 p.m. All fees are waived on cats, dogs, and critters. Today only until 6 p.m. Check out the Northwest Stream Center at McCollum Park in Everett. Fabulous programs. Their website is www.streamkeeper.org. The Bat Lady wings to the Northwest Stream Center Friday night, October 19th, 7 p.m. It's a fabulous presentation by Barbara Ogard, who's a bat rehabber and researcher. And you need to call for reservations, 425-316-8592. And all ghosts and goblins who attend in costume will receive a free salmon poster. Now, also at the Northwest Stream Center on November 2nd, Friday at 7 p.m. Kestrel Skyhawk from Sarvey Wildlife Center will do a presentation all about bobcats and their habitat. So great. The cost is only $5 if you're a member of the Streamkeeper organization, or $7 if you're not, but call for reservations. Remember, today is the last day of Evergreen Cat Fanciers Paws in the Pumpkin Patch Cat Show, 12 rings, championship, and household. Today at the Tukwila Community Center until 4 p.m. $6 adult, $4 senior, 12 and under for free. www.evergreencatfanciers.org/October for a discount coupon. And remember, the 15th annual Black Cat Ball benefiting Perfect Pals is October 27th at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. And if you want everything else that's on, excuse me, current events and contact stuff, go to www.marthanorwalk.com, click on current events, and then next week's third Sunday of the month, and that means it's Kevin and Kim Sunday. They will talk to Dr. Nels in the first hour, then open phone lines for Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive. She can help you talk to your animal friends on this side or the other. Phew. Yes. Kathy is giving me a heads up on the Missing Link giveaway. The other choice in, thank you, I've been forgetting that, is the Wellness Blend for sensitive tummies and sensitive cats and dogs. And yes, it is still available. So that's another choice. It's a vegetarian blend. You can feed it to anybody. And it's called the Wellness Blend.
It's very nice, too. I've tried it.
Have you been trying it? Good. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, Robin, first up here on our follow-up, we've got a couple of important stories we need you to tune into. I did this story a few weeks ago, and then Christine from, you know, Soul Spa and the Facebook page sent a nice email. This is the story. Did I tell you about this, Robin, the German shepherd that stands watch over his owner's grave for 6 years?
No.
All right.
Tell me.
Okay. So here, Christine's question after we did this, and it was like, duh, what a great question, said, wouldn't it be interesting to ask Robin why Captain stands over his human companion's burial space? So here's the story, Robin. A German shepherd from Cordova province of Argentina, setting a new bar for eternal loyalty. He's kept vigil at his owner's grave every day, lying down in front of the tombstone at night. The dog named Captain keeps a steady watch, never veering far from his duty as man's best friend. Quote, during the day, he sometimes has a walk around the cemetery, but always rushes back to the grave, says the cemetery's director. Now, the owner passed away 6 years ago, and was and died in the hospital, and apparently the family got really involved with, you know, the death of the dog's owner, and when they came, Miguel Guzman, it was the owner, he passed away in a hospital and was taken to a funeral home and then to the cemetery. None of the family members recalls the dog being present at any of those sad places. In fact, nobody even noticed that the dog had disappeared from the home after Guzman's funeral.
The following Sunday, we went to the cemetery, Guzman's wife said, and Captain came up to us barking and wailing as if he were crying. We had never taken him to the cemetery, so it is a mystery how he managed to find the place. The dog followed the family home that day, but quickly returned to stand watch. The director said the dog had arrived alone one day and wandered around the grounds for a while before finding the grave by himself. He said, I've tried to bring Captain home several times, but he always comes straight back to the cemetery. I think he's going to be there until he dies, too. He's looking for my dad, according to Guzman's 13-year-old son. So what an amazing story, Robin. And Christine, along with all the rest of us, wants to know if you get anything from Captain here and why he feels it's so important to be at the grave.
Well, what I'm receiving is that Captain is aware that the soul of his beloved has not transitioned properly. And so he is actually trying to help him pass into the light. And so he has an awareness that that's a focal point, that if he could assist the soul to that process of that experience, then he would recognize that he's deceased. And actually, I'm starting to see the soul of the man putting his arm around the dog. The dog is wagging its tail. The
Miguel
dog's
licking
Guzman, his face.
Yeah. Can we intervene here and help Miguel
Yeah, I do
move
believe
to the light?
That is what, oh my God, I'm getting this vision that's blowing my mind. I'm not only seeing that, I'm beginning to see other spirits come up from graves.
In that cemetery?
Well, it started there, but now I'm actually seeing it everywhere. I'm starting to see this, that even though we don't physically see with our eyes, in a live animal that's standing vigil by a grave, I see spirits of animals standing vigil by graves. And at this point, I'm witnessing a kind of like a rapture, if you will, of souls coming who have been lost, who are finding that. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, I can see it now, too.
Yeah, and here St. Francis is coming in also now. He's talking about the blessing, the rapture. This is the place where there's, again, he's, I believe the term is symbiosis. He's talking about this union, this clearing, this alignment that's happening. And he, there we go. Wow, lots of energy moving here. Woo-wee. Now, as I'm observing these individual graves and communication between animal spirits and humans and, you know, the alignment of the ascension for each one of them into the next highest vibration and the vigil that the animal spirits have held, I'm seeing that none of them are aware of the other ones. So it's not like there's a group party of souls at the cemetery with the animals hanging out. It's a very individual stream of consciousness for each you know, soul representation of human to animal transference that clearly goes beyond the grave. It goes beyond physical form. There's an extreme communication that's happening here. And it's starting to open up now to other frequencies of time and space. And what I mean by that is I'm starting to receive images of the early days of this country. I'm circuiting back in my third eye, my perceptual body, where I'm witnessing like the animals that came across the country with the humans. And I'm even going belly down
wagon
deeper.
Trains.
Yes,
I
wagon trains.
I see them.
Yeah, and we're going deeper, too, when it was the Native Americans and the animals that were here. And now I have some Native American spirits who are approaching me, and they are telling me that they are medicine men, and they are working with the frog medicine to cleanse the energy. And they're talking more about water in how they're the water crisis, that it's very important for us to start blessing the water at the very least to understand that we need to start clearing it now, that in the future, about 2025, 2035, we're going to start having a water and food shortage based on the discrepancy between the supply of humans and the supply of food and water, and that we can begin now to shift that trajectory by owning and acknowledging these deeper levels of communication in harmony between the beasts and the humans, and how we have always walked together. Whether we domesticated them or whether they were in the wild, there's always been this relationship, and it's time to really bring in that divine right relationship. And again, I'm seeing the Native Americans coming in closer to me. I'm seeing the Masters coming in closer to me. And St. Francis is coming even more into my heart.
Okay, and I'm seeing one other group that you haven't mentioned. The group that I'm seeing is military related to the Civil War. And I believe it's the South, because the uniforms I'm seeing, I think it were is from the South. And those that died in that war, and the animals they were bonded with or even worked with. So there's that group is also coming forth.
I did see that Martha. I couldn't get the words out quick enough, and thank you for bringing it up, because you were seeing and speaking the energy is coming in really strong here. There's a lot of light coming in. I can feel and see people who are listening. What St. Francis is telling me now is that our own personal lineages of our own ancestors, and they're coming to this country, or maybe even have been in this country as a Native American, the lineage on our ancestral line, there's an actual biological cellular memory in there, and I'm watching a healing. This is the blessing from St. Francis. He's bringing in not only our own experiences with animals and our interactions with them, but our ancestors' experiences as well. And there's a very deep purification and blessing happening. There's a great release on that human to animal transference and the karma that the animals have taken in for the humans, and just this big mess is sort of coming to the surface. And then as it's coming to the surface, I can feel the light, the breath, the ease, the grace.
I'm feeling a big relief in my chest.
Yeah, I'd be really curious to know if some of the other people in the studio are feeling this also.
Ajie's feeling it.
Okay.
Yeah, Kathy looks like she's in a trance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
Mike has to stay on board and be in charge. So
yeah, that's what it is for Bob too. I'm experiencing St. Francis coming in closer to my heart area, and he's showing me the statue that Christine and I knelt in front of and prayed at the base of Mount Shasta.
He's showing me his statues in my yard.
Yes. Okay, so this is probably a way that we can all really, really encourage this breath of fresh air coming into this piece of our history that needs to be healed in our cellular biology and in our consciousness, is to have a St. Francis statue or picture or something where we're remembering this day, we're remembering this moment where this incredible blessing is coming through for us and this nation. And it's sealing and healing in energy. It's creating, I don't know if I want to call it a territory, but it's like a safety net of some sort.
Mm-hmm. And I feel this is the deeper healing, and we needed to do this before we could do a lighter, blessing of the animals, before we're done. We need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. As we continue, there's one other story at Mike's request that we need to tune into. I feel it's important that we do. Then I will tell you my St. Francis story, and then we'll just let St. Francis do whatever it is that he's going to do. But I feel that there's a lighter blessing that's going to come, for everyone and the animals and all of that good stuff. So, Robin, whatever you get during the break, we'll find out when we get back. And please listen, pay attention. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Let's talk about your pet's food. Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5? Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. Did you know that there's a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine Caviar is that food. Canine Caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine Caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. Canine caviar is available only at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 1-800-392-7898.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, flower essences, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Alternative Talk 1150 is on the interwebs. Dial us up at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Robin and Martha Sunday. Mount Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis is here. And man, we're going deep spiritually today. St. Francis is here. The Masters of Self-Realization are here. And we will be hearing more from St. Francis. We've got one more Animals in the News story to tune into, and then my story of St. Francis, and then whatever blessing we're going to wrap up with. So, Robin, we covered this again last month, and Mike requested with another great question that we bring it up today. The headlines are a rescue mission worlds away. Paws steps in after being asked to find new homes for dogs from Iran. And this is PAWS, Progressive Animal Welfare Shelter, here in Linwood. It says, Humane Society International contacted the animal shelter PAWS last month to ask it to find new homes for Gan Dune and another female dog. According to the Washington Post, Iran's wealthy have increasingly kept dogs as pets as Western influence has crept into the country. In response, the theocratic Iranian government is proposing a complete ban on all dogs in cities and suburbs. Dogs are unclean in the eyes of the county's Shiite rulers. So animal shelters in Iran started working with Humane Society International to find homes for Iran's dogs in other countries. And Mike's question and why he wanted us to tune in was to know, how do the dogs feel about being transported from their home country of Iran to other countries? The first story that comes to my mind is remembering what I learned from the hedgehogs so many years ago when I was going to Animal World do a story on hedgehogs as pets and went to visit the breeder, and they bit me and they peed on me and they pooped on me. And what they said is, Martha, we genetically and energetically, we come from Africa. We don't even want to be in your hemisphere, let alone in your country. Now, that was the hedgehogs all those years ago. What about the dogs? Robin, are you getting anything on this?
Well, I'm actually feeling that they feel on mission. I feel like some of them, of course, aren't completely in this story. But if I look at the basic collective of them, it feels like, this is a way to create kind of more peacefulness with the animals. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It just doesn't feel bad to me.
So they're okay with being transported.
Most of them, yeah.
And I don't know. Part of the reason that the hedgehogs were so upset was, A, that they aren't domestic animals to begin with, and B, their genetics originate in the other hemisphere. Is Iran in the same hemisphere? Is it in the northern hemisphere or southern hemisphere? Or is it kind of in the middle? So maybe they could go either way. But anyway, the bottom line is that it feels it's in the northern hemisphere. Okay, so chances are, that makes a difference. I was told by Spirit back then that it makes a difference where your genetics originate. Because, you know, what's the thing with the water in the toilets? Right. It curls,
clockwise,
it goes one way and then the other way and all of that. But anyway, that makes a difference. But so anyway, Robin, it feels like this is okay and
generally
we can leave
speaking,
that. All right.
Yeah.
Okay,
what
so that's
a way
all
to change
the time
energy.
We have, and those are all the stories we're going to, those were the important ones that we needed to regroup on. And since we are honoring St. Francis' feast day and blessing of the animals, and St. Francis, once again, in my shower, told me he wanted me to share our story. And you got the music, Mike? Woo, 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 woo. All right, this is one of my most woo-woo experience. One of my first and most woo-woo experiences. It happened within a few years after my finding my spiritual path, beginning the light work in the School of Light, and opening up to the world of spirit and all of that. And I was living at my farm. And well, so it was several years after I began. I was living at my farm in Monroe. I had been to a little church, a metaphysical church in Seattle. It was just off of Aurora. It was called the Chapel of Bells. I don't know if it's still there. It may be, but I don't think it's the same. Anyway, I'd been there because of ordination of some friends into this particular church. So I was familiar with it. I had met the minister gal that ran the place. She called me one week and said, Martha, I had scheduled a presentation this Friday night in the chapel area and had an animal person coming in to present. And she's just let me know that she can't make it. And all the publicity is out. I'm expecting lots of people, and I need somebody to come to talk about animals. And Spirit said to call you. Would you come and do it? Well, I didn't have anything planned that Friday night. I said, yeah. I came down. It was supposed to start like at 7 o'clock or something. So I got there about 6:30, and nobody was there except for the minister. And we sat down and were chatting. And as we were chatting, as it was getting closer to 7 o'clock, another gal came in. She introduced herself to me, and she started to walk away from the table. And then she came back, and she said, I want to let you know that I'm here to do a channeling tonight. I channel Master Katumi, and I'm doing a channel for some of my people, and we will be in the atrium. And if no one shows up for your presentation, since you've come all this way and you're here, why don't you come join us for the channeling? So, well, I didn't know who the heck Master Katumi was from a hole in the ground and all of that. But I said, okay. And then, of course, 7 o'clock came, and we waited until like 5 or 10 after 7, and nobody showed up. Nobody showed up for the seminar. Okay. So I'd made all the trip all the way from Monroe to Seattle, and this gal had invited me, and, you know, okay, I had only experienced one other channel, and that was my spiritual teacher. So I don't know. So I said, okay. So I go up to the atrium, and she is seated in a chair at the top of the room it was a circular atrium, and then all of her students were sitting on the floor in a circle in front of her, and there was maybe, I don't know, 15 people there. And the place that was open was directly in front of her at the other side of the circle. So I came in. She interrupted her channel. She was already into the channel, interrupted and said, come on in, sat down. I sat down, listening to, you know, her, and I don't even remember what she was channeling from Master Katumi and all this sort of stuff. And I'm listening to her, and then all of a sudden she says, the channeling stops, and through her she says, Martha, we wish to address you, and first of all, we want to apologize for our subterfuge in getting you here.
Okay.
And then as she starts to speak to me, my left ear is itching, and I'm rubbing my ear inside of my head, and it's just itching through this whole process. And she said, Master Tumi says that we're really sorry, but it was the only way we could get you here. And we want you to know that it is very rare that we have an opportunity to connect with someone that was really important to us in another lifetime. Okay, this is going to get in another lifetime, and thank them for what they did. And we wish to thank you for what you did for us in a previous lifetime. And so I say hello, and I interrupt, and I say, excuse me? I haven't got a clue who you are. And Master Katumi and all that, that means nothing. You know, but can you... he says, oh, of course. And he says, well, you need to know that we spent a lifetime and walked the earth as St. Francis. And you are familiar with the story of St. Francis, and you remember that during his incarnation, he had to hide because the powers that be were after him. And remember that he took refuge, a nun took him in at a church and protected him and cared for him and kept him safe. And we want you to know that you were that nun. And of course, I'm vibrating off the floor about now, and I'm just like,
wow,
whoa. And so I want to thank you for saving my life and protecting me in that lifetime. And so it is no coincidence that you have come into this lifetime to serve the animal kingdom. And I wanted to contact you, and I wanted to speak with you because of what you did for me in that lifetime. I want your permission to oversee your work with the animals, and I would like to be your guide, and I would like to assist you with your work in the animals in this lifetime. And is that okay with you? And of course, I'm simple like, well, sure. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's good with me. And then he says, and then to remind you of our connection and to also protect you in the spiritual realms, I have brought you a gift. And it's why, you know, have you wondered why you keep rubbing your left ear and why it itches? Well, I'm presenting you with a white tigress. And she is in spirit form, and she will be with you for the rest of this lifetime, and she will protect you. And she's next to you now. She's been nuzzling your ear and licking it since you came in. So anyway, I have this white tigress that has been with me ever since, and St. Francis has been with me ever since. And that's why when I tell you I talk to St. Francis, I do. And he talks to me, and that's why he sometimes pops into my shower. And so when all of this came down, it was very obvious to me. But when he said, okay, it's time to fess up and tell everybody our story, and you know, I'm going to channel special blessing through Robin. So there you go. Mm-hmm. That's the woo-woo truth. Are you still with me, Robin?
Yeah, I'm even more wooed.
That fit.
Yeah, yeah. So it's probably, I don't know, it's probably been 20 years since that happened. And
92, thereabouts.
Yeah, probably about then. So I have, that's why I feel I have a strong connection with St. Francis. And And why it makes total sense that I knew from the moment I came in that the only thing on my agenda this lifetime was serving the animals. So there you go. All right. We are going to stay on schedule here. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in the show. So heads up. What do you think that means? Phone numbers are 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. We will return with Robin Alexis and St. Francis straight ahead. So stay with us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Let's talk about your pet's food. Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5? Why is the pH factor important? It helps put more oxygen into your pet's body. Did you know that there's a dog food available that's high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine Caviar is that food. Canine Caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity. Canine Caviar can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals, making Canine Caviar 91 to 93% digestible. They also add papaya to enable digestion of proteins and reduce inflammation. Canine Caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. Canine Caviar is available only at independent pet retailers or call 1-800-392-7898 for a store near you. That's 1-800-392-7898.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural pet foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the missing link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there are several formulas you can choose from for your animal friends. Two formulas for dogs, a hip and joint formula, or a skin and coat formula, the ultimate cat formula, there's a bird formula, and there's an equine formula for horses. There's also the wellness blend, which is vegetarian for sensitive animals. You can feed to both your dogs and cats or other critters as well. So ask for the missing link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. Ask your veterinarian for a special potent formula that they can get, or contact Designing Health directly. You can call them at 800-774-7387. That's 1-800-774-7387, or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And here we go. The missing link words of the day are, what do you think? St. Francis.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
What does a dog have to do? I've been telepathically telling my owner that one of Robin Alexis's very special gifts is she's an animal communicator, but my owner just won't hear me. I hope Robin hears my thoughts. She will tell people about it. I know that Robin will tell owners that she can talk to animals, whether they're deceased or alive. Robin is an animal communicator. She can talk to horses and dogs and cats, birds, snakes, you name it. She would love to help us out. I hope my owner makes an appointment for an animal communication session with Robin Alexis. How about Robin Alexis's half-hour special for $125? My owner, you gotta hear this. I could talk to you if you just book an appointment with Robin Alexis. Call 530-859-2499. That's 530-859-2499. Or go right on Robin's website, robinalexis.com, and schedule your appointment. Owner, I want to talk to you. Book an appointment with Robin Alexis. She's an animal communicator.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World already, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can find Robin on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis live noon on Wednesdays. And Bob, do we have an Mike, do we have an encore presentation of Mystic Radio today?
We sure do.
We sure do. So stay tuned at the end of Animal World, and you can listen to this past week's edition of Mystic Radio if you missed it. And Robin, are you still there?
I am, and I want to remind people to visit robinalexis.com to book their animal readings. And also, I am going to offer crystal sambal healings and individual St. Francis blessings for animals for people who do post in my blog on my homepage, robinalexis.com. I'll do that between now and the end of the month.
Okay, so we did have a caller from, I think, Canada earlier in the show, Aji, that had a dog that just has been had cancer and had his spleen removed and wanted some special healing. So, listener, if you're still listening, call me off air and I can coach you through all kinds of stuff. But you want to go to robinalexis.com and post. Because he was looking for a special healing. And, of course, you know, he received that with the St. Francis blessings today. But he could also ask for crystal sambal bowl healing.
Yes, and if I know more individual information from the post, that'll help me send healing energy to that particular animal.
Yeah, yeah. So our guy
was driving at the time and not able to email and
okay.
Well,
hopefully
the radio
he's still
show
listening
on either. Oh, because he was in BC, he can't get 1150 up there.
Well, he can stream it on the online.
Right. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
he
but
was
he was
driving
in the car. He couldn't do it in the car. Well, I don't know if he's listening or not, but hopefully he will. But I want to go back to, you know, I was telling you my St. Francis story just now, and I don't know if y'all felt my energy change and my voice change slightly as I was telling you the story. I felt, and I don't know, Robin, if you can confirm that, but I really felt that St. Francis was speaking through me at that moment, thanking me again. I mean, I felt it so powerfully, and I felt the energy change, and I don't know if you can confirm that or not.
Well, I do. I still do feel the energy, and I feel the presence moving through both of us. I'm getting very strong images of the healing and purification that we were talking about earlier on the show, the blessing of, it's a change in consciousness. There's a collective consciousness and a collective unconsciousness, and each one of us are an individual strand that creates that kind of frequency band. And as each one of us who are listening are being willing to receive this healing and blessing, it's shifting what is going on. And that, to me, is the definition of a miracle, a change in consciousness within our own self and then through the collective unity consciousness of all of us. Now, I am starting to feel St. Francis moving more succinctly into my field.
Okay, and I'm asking, I do have the official St. Francis prayer that's done at churches on St. Francis Feast Day, and so if he wants me to read it, I can, or if he just was ready to come through with the blessing, we can do that.
I would like to speak through Robin at this time and offer to each and every one of you the very special blessing and protection for your heart and your loved ones of all forms, two-leggeds and four-leggeds. I wish to tell you on this day that there is a very special blessing coming through this particular show at this time, for as you know, I have now known the one that you refer to in this time and space is Martha Norwalk in many, many incarnations, not only the one she spoke of that she heard about 20 years ago. It is because of my divine connection with her and our ongoing love of animals that we come to speak to you this day through the voice known as Robin, Robin Alexis. I speak her name so that she will ground herself more succinctly, that as I speak through her, she will not hesitate with the words that I share. It is time for you to understand that the information that Martha provides to you is not hogwash. I speak that type of expression because Martha is so clearly grounded in the way that she teaches you about the magnificence of the soul in the communication between the humans and the animals and the animals and the humans. Martha's cats have been with her also in many incarnations, and through that they have developed a trust and a communication signal between each and every one of them. Many of you in your homes on this day must remember that you have also known the souls of those who you call your animals in more than one incarnation. It is time for you to understand the eternalness of that which is the soul, and to experience now the true blessing and the uplifting of that energy. I have come to you now in this most precious time we call 2012, and I bring you this gift of the light and love. As Martha speaks the prayer that you have come to know is the words that represent my soul, understand that the vibration behind the words as Martha speaks them is the blessing for you and your animals. For it is through the timelessness of our interaction that the expansiveness is permitted for this special blessing to come through in the words that you know and trust. It is time now for Martha to speak these words of the St. Francis prayer.
Wow. If I can see. Blessed you are, Lord God, maker of all living creatures. You called forth fish in the sea, birds in the air, and animals on the land. You inspired Saint Francis to call all of them his brothers and sisters. We ask you to bless them all. By the power of your love, enable them to live accordingly to your plan. May we always praise you for all your beauty in creation. Blessed are you, Lord our God, in all your creatures. Om, peace, amen. Okay, now everybody, we're all going to participate with this. I want you all to take your hands, put them together, and rub them really, really fast together. You'll feel them. Kathy, get your hands going. Mike, you can do this too, or you can opt out if you want. But Elle's at home. Rub, rub, rub. You'll feel the heat going. We will then open our hands, place our palms out, and we're going to om three times to send the energy to all the animals, all the humans that need healing all around us, anywhere within the sound of our voices, and all around the world. Okay, rub, 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 and here we go. Open your hands. Did you all feel that? You feel that energy coming out of your hands and going out there?
Oh. I'm feeling my whole body is vibrating.
Thank you, Masters. Thank you, St. Francis. Thank you, Robin.
Yeah, there's more information coming through St. Francis. He's talking about how as things begin to shift energetically and more into the light, that the animals are going to come with us. And he's saying that people need that reassurance that what was set down has now been accomplished, and we will move with our brothers and sisters that we call the animals. It's happening. it's with us.
Hmm.
We can trust into that. And yeah, there may be some bumps and glips along the way, but in the end, it's not broken. It's strong and it's secure.
Hmm. That's nice to know. Hmm? And it's important to remember, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And no matter what's going on here on the planet, you need stay in your heart, stay positive. See happening what you want and what serves the highest good and the good and the love and the blessings and all of that. And try not to let yourself lower into the lower vibrations of the fear and frustration and especially in this political season. Hold the highest good in your heart and your mind. And that, of course, will help it to manifest. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's say I want to say congratulations to Diane from Bellevue, who won the feline formula of Missing Link today. And we've still got a few more minutes here before we have to wind down, about five to be exact. So, Robin, anything more you want to say? Okay.
Yes, St. Francis is coming in for a special concern that's dear to your heart, which is the Pluckner syndrome.
Ah.
And he is bringing in a very special blessing for the healing of that energy. And he wants me to tell you a story now that is blowing my mind. And I'm sure you've told me before about how St. Francis and Master Katumi are the same soul frequency, but it never registered.
Oh.
But I actually had an experience with Master Katumi back in January of 2000, a woman had hired me to be a horse whisperer, and she had flown me from New Hampshire to Wyoming to go with her to go talk to a horse to see if it wanted to be part of her horse family.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went there, I had this experience in the middle of the night where I woke up and I felt my body being lifted out of my field. It was like I could see it up over my head. Mm. And this presence, who referred to himself as Master Katumi, he came to me and he said, I'm going to give you a very special Reiki Master attunement. And so it felt like it was a Reiki Master attunement from like the fifth dimension, you know, it was like a higher level. And I'm realizing that I've always wondered what that was about. And today I understand it. It's a very special blessing of energy that came through me that is also being allowed to come through my field and be transmitted to anyone who's listening to this, who's willing to receive that very special Reiki Master healing vibration.
Mm.
And for people who don't know, Reiki is a Japanese word that generally is translated into Holy Spirit. It's the healing vibration of, you know, the powers that be. And that energy is being offered to us if we but open our hearts and are willing to receive it. And as we heal, of course, what we then, through the human to animal transference, we're going to be even more love coming through us, going to the animals. And it's just this incredible thing to realize that I had that experience. And also, it was very weird. You talked about eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day after that happened, I was sitting in a truck on Main Street in Sheridan, Wyoming, and this woman with a shoebox comes running up to
me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I rolled the window down, and she shoved the shoebox in, and she goes, this is an eagle head from a fresh roadkill, and Spirit told me I was supposed to give it to you. And I'm going, what the heck do I do with that? Well, I wrote about what I ended up doing with that in my book, Robin Song, and I do offer that for free on my website, robinalexis.com. You can just click on and read the free ebook. And there's
but, I mean,
so
how many times do you stop your car in the middle of nowhere and a woman runs up and gives you an eagle head in the box?
Well, and it's at the same time that I'd had this Master Katumi experience, which now I know is St. Francis, and we're here today offering all this incredible love. And let's not forget that the eagle is the power totem for the United States of America. What is this all about? Eagle medicine. Let's drink it in. Let's allow ourselves to receive the light and the love and the blessings of everything that's so delicious right now today as we're here together.
Yeah, how wonderful. And Reiki is something that you can be educated about and attuned for, and you're getting some you know, free stuff now. I have a second degree Reiki. Robin is a Reiki master, but it is an energy that we use when we're doing hands-on or absentee healing and that sort of thing. But it's very powerful, and it's wonderful to have a special attunement from St. Francis Master Katumi. But thank you so much, Robin, for being so willing to bring this energy through. Thank you, St. Francis. Thank you, Masters. I don't know about you guys, but I think it's been very, very, very special day. And know that the blessings come out to everyone. And for anyone that wants to be specially attuned with the blessings today, just direct them to www.marthanorwalk.com and click on the audio archives. The show will be up probably later today. And most especially listen to the second and third hours, because that's when, you know, all the energy came through. And as always, I want to thank you, Robin, so much. Mike Roberge, thank you. Aji, thank you. Kathy, thank you. Remember, stay tuned for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis right after our show today. And next week, I'm going to Temple with the Masters. So Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive, will be here. So if you want to talk to your animal friends or your human or animal friends on the other side, be sure and call Kim next week. And remember, Dr. Nels will be with them in the first hour. So as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Canine Caviar, where holistic nutrition is our number one priority.